So the next step on our alien hunt is to find a place or places where organisms might find food and replicate and evolve. And as far as we know, that requires one thing.
Like most people, I find water both beautiful and fascinating. But it's also the key to all known forms of life, from bacteria to blue whales.
Find water elsewhere, and aliens could exist nearby. The good news is that water is very common indeed out in space. Frozen water litters the universe, from tiny single crystals to icy comets the size of mountains. But to find liquid water, we need somewhere at the right temperature. Around every star is a region where it's not too hot or too cold, but just right. Like the porridge in the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Around our sun, there are two planets that lie in this Goldilocks zone, the Earth and Mars. Which is why one day I'm sure we'll pay it a visit. Robots have been exploring Mars since the 70s, but they have yet to find life. I don't think we should give up. Beneath the Martian surface, NASA's Spirit rover discovered these white salts, which are formed in contact with liquid water. Satellite images reveal drainage patterns and erosion of the kinds caused by rivers and oceans. There may well still be moisture under Mars's surface. Moisture that perhaps could support life. I hope one day we will find the money to send men and women to Mars. It would capture the public's imagination just as the Apollo moon missions captured mine back in the 60s.